Over the weekend, 100 people were reported dead in the northeastern part of Nigeria as a radical Islamist group calling itself Boko Haram staged a series of attacks. The group is responsible for as many as 330 deaths this year alone. And on Sunday, the U.S. Embassy in Nigeria warned that luxury hotels in the Nigerian capital, Abuja, might be targets of further attacks. With an update and a sense of what's going on here, we wanted to speak with John Campbell, Senior Fellow for African Policy Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. He's also the former U.S. Ambassador to Nigeria between 2004 and 2007. Mr. Ambassador, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Who is Boko Haram, and how would you characterize the vulnerability of the Nigerian government to this kind of attack?
Boko Haram seems to be an extremely diffuse movement. It is Islamic in terms of its vocabulary. Its spokesmen say its goal is to establish Sharia law all over Nigeria. And in those states where Sharia is already established, that it be enforced. The core of Boko Haram seem to be the disciples of a malam by the name of Mohammed Yusuf, who was killed by the police in 2009. Since then, however, Boko Haram has not had a single charismatic leader, nor does it have a kind of politburo. It seems to be more of a movement or a trend than a formal organization.
So much less organized than, say, the Muslim Brothers in a place like Egypt or the groups that operated in southern Africa during the apartheid.
Absolutely. Further, the Boko Haram appears to be entirely indigenous. Islam has been present in northern Nigeria since the 12th century. The focus of Boko Haram seems to be specifically on the Nigerian government, and in particular, the police and the military. I don't think it has significant links with other Islamic groups outside of Africa.
Would you say, John Campbell, that Boko Haram has been empowered by the relative prosperity in Nigeria over the last decade or so and with the rise of oil prices, or has it been empowered by a sense of impoverishment and the wealth gap in Nigeria?
It's the latter. Northern Nigeria is extremely poor. It is, in fact, one of the poorest predominantly Islamic areas in the world. The wealth that you referred to is highly concentrated in Nigeria in very few hands. Northern Nigeria has seen the decline, even the collapse of its textile industry. There is underinvestment in agriculture, infrastructure is breaking down, and the Sahara is creeping south.
John Campbell, Senior Fellow for Africa Policy Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. He was the U.S. Ambassador to Nigeria between the years of 2004 and 2007. On Sunday, the U.S. Embassy in Nigeria warned that luxury hotels in Abuja, Nigeria's capital, might be the targets of further attacks from the group we've been speaking about, Boko Haram. Mr. Ambassador, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.